Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hey Olivier, the person.
Hello.
Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hello, Florian, this is Olivier.
Hi Olivier.
Hey Florian, person here.
Hi, Thorsten.
Who else has joined? There was another beep.
Norbert.
Hey Norbert.
Seems like I have an echo. Yes, I do.
Hello everybody, Charles Hall speaking.
Hi Charles.
Hello Florian. Are we the only one?
Hi. Hey Charles, Thorsten as well.
Hello Thorsten. There's an echo, I'm gonna...
Yeah, indeed.
Hello.
Let me try to find the culprit for the echo. Let me see. No, this one. And okay, I just muted someone. I don't see the number, but this someone is responsible for the echo.
Is it me?
No.
Not me. No, okay.
Florian, do you hear me still?
Thorsten, then you're responsible for the echo.
Okay, sorry for that. I'm using a very plain phone and a very plain phone line to Hamburg, but we should probably solve that.
Strange.
Offline.
Just let me try again. Thorsten, I mute you. Yeah, it's you. As soon as I mute you, the echo is gone.
It's always a fault of developers, you know.
Yeah, the problem is it's annoying to hear myself because I talk so much. But Thorsten, if anything else fails, you can just mute yourself when you're not speaking. Did the military join?
The army.
It's like it's a parade up there.
Go, Lee Ralph, is go.
So this is Bjorn. Just found the room number and all that stuff.
Yeah. By the way, I just added the dial-in details also to the intranet wiki. Just 2 minutes ago. So maybe one or two more minutes. Thorsten, are you still with us?
Yes, if you can hear me.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. So how was that with the muting again, some star whatever command?
You press star and then one. And to unmute yourself, you do the same again.
I see. Because if I simply mute my headset, it's apparently not solving the issue. So maybe then I'll
mute
my phone.
It's strange. If you were just muted, or if you just muted at the moment, the echo is still there.
Yeah, I did press the mute button too. Yeah, probably I will just go to mute and then take a minute or two to unmute.
It's just star one, star one. Yeah, now it's gone. Okay. So, any volunteers for taking notes? We actually don't have that much on the agenda as far as it looks like for the moment. It's just about CBIT right now.
Yeah, it's a short agenda.
Anyone willing to take notes?
Want to join and take the note?
Someone needs to. Shall I roll a dice? No one?
I can do that, but I have a tablet, so I'm not very swift at writing now.
Okay, I think just a question before we start, so we can see if we can take notes. Does anyone for this public call have any other agenda items other than the CB discussion? No.
I have just a question, but it's not an agenda.
Okay. Then, if you then could take the notes, it would be great. It shouldn't be too long. So let me first start by asking who is there so we can have a quorum. And just for that, I will go through the list of the board of directors. So last time we had the issue, we didn't know whether we have a quorum or not. And today, we need one. So, Italo, on the line is, just from top to bottom, reading the list, is me, Thorsten is here, Olivier, are we with us? I think so.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Olivier is here. Quaylen? No. Michael? And then we have Charles and Italo. It gives 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 board members, plus Björn as deputy, and Andreas, Jesus, any one of you here? No. Okay, so it gives Florian, Thorsten, Olivier, Charles, Italo, and Björn.
Yeah.
In case I missed someone, raise your hand, your voice now. Okay, so briefly on the CBIT topic, we have discussed this. Sorry?
We are five. We are five.
We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 board members plus one deputy.
So five board members, so I miss one. Italo, Florian, Olivier, Charles, Björn.
Thorsten.
Oh, Thorsten, sorry.
Okay,
and someone has just joined.
It's Simon here listening in.
Hi, Simon.
Hi.
We just checked whether we have a quorum or not, and it looks like we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have the list of attendees.
Perfect. Okay, so first and only agenda item is CBIT. Last weekend we had a board meeting at the German Association, and they will be organizing, or will be trying to organize, a booth. It will look like that the German Association will just rent a larger space and tries to get enough participants on that space. So it's right now not yet 100% sure whether we will be able to join or whether this booth will take place. It looks like, but until we have not the final confirmation from all participants, it's not sure. In parallel, Andreas Mahnke is trying to get a free booth at the open source area in case the common booth fails. So now the decision that we would have to take is, in case we join FRODIF at the booth, which I personally would strongly support, cost would be around €3,000. That we would have to pay for the booth, for the demo point, for you know, marketing fees and whatever comes in. It's the amount of money the trade show company charges. So actually two questions. One is a question whether this could be theoretically be paid out of the SPI pocket or budget there, or whether that's not possible. I don't know at the moment.
I don't know why it would be difficult to pay from SPI. It seems entirely in scope.
I don't know what there are. Hi, Michael. So one more attendee.
Yes, I think there's money there to pay it. and I don't see why we shouldn't pay from there.
Yeah, I don't know the limitations they have. If not, I propose SPI.
I doubt they have limitations about buying trade shows.
Okay, okay, that's good. So,
do we have to pay it now, or?
No. We would have to pay it, I assume, sometime in January, when it's clear that we have the booth. But I would like to have a vote whether we want to spend that amount of money for sharing a larger booth with the German Association, maybe some other service corporations, and of course, being there ourselves. So from my side,
provided that Apache is not there.
No, but there should be still free space. So if any other corporation would like to join, either give me or Thomas Krumbein directly a ping. So there should be some room left. So let's have a vote. Plus one from my side for a budget up to €3,000 for attending CeBIT.
Yes. From Michael.
Yes, Olivier.
And yes, Thorsten?
Yes, Italo.
Did we miss anyone? Thorsten has, Olivier has, Michael has, Charles, Italo. Okay, Björn?
No protest. Yes, from my side.
Okay, perfect. Then I think this is an official decision. And Italo, Andreas just joined, so one more participant.
Okay.
Okay. Then that's from my side. I think Italo had a question.
Yeah. No, it's just a very small question. I have circulated the certification second draft or final draft, but I didn't get any answer or any reply from anyone, so I wanted to be sure that you have all seen the message. I don't want you to read it immediately, although sometimes you will have to read. But I just wanted to make sure that you have received the communication.
We did. I mean, at least I did.
Okay.
Maybe a question from my side that just comes to my mind. Who already knows for sure that they will attend CeBIT? Because we need to staff the booth. I think that's an interesting point as well.
I don't think I'll be available at that time.
Thorsten here, I should possibly be able to attend, maybe not the full time, but 2 or 3 days for sure.
Okay, Andreas, I think I will be there 3 days.
Okay, I'm trying, I don't know for sure yet, but I try to be at least there a few days.
Yeah, I have to see the date, but I can be there for the weekend.
It is March 6th to 10th.
Okay.
That is from Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, I think then we have no problem then, because I think pretty much people will be at the booth, and anyone can always be on a TDF booth. Okay. Do we have anything else for this public call?
Not on my side.
Okay. Then I propose we have a private call afterwards to discuss some topics and hear you in the private room in 3 minutes or so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.